I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. You know, I never know what's going to happen when I go into a reading. How in the world, or more importantly, can we just sit back and say for a minute, who do I think I am talking to someone about faith, about God and heaven? Anyone that knows me knows I'm very open about my faith, but it's not about that. But that's what Patrice's reading was all about. It was about faith. And she can be as angry as she wants, but knowing that her son's soul is safe and at peace with God in heaven, and that he was a miracle baby, he was a surprise, and that 3 years prior to him passing, he was in an accident that nearly or should have taken his life. So if this episode doesn't restore your faith in whatever that means for you, then I don't know what will. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. As I started to enter the other side, there are a lot of souls that started stepping forward. I saw grandparents, I saw parents, and they all held hands, which means that they were all connected, but it's to validate that there is someone, I don't know who it is yet, they told me that there was someone that left the physical world before we feel their time or at a younger age, fair enough.
Yes.
And you were afraid that they weren't at peace or that they were alone if they weren't with other loved ones, correct?
Yes, correct.
I am going to ask you, who was the father that is departed for you?
Both grandfathers and my father-in-law.
So know that they are together.
Okay.
And who's the young male that passed?
My son.
Okay. So know that his soul, they have his soul stepping forward with you, with them, that he is not alone. Oh, your son, he's tough. He goes, Ma, stop crying. Your grandmother's passed. Is that correct?
My grandmother, yes. Uh-huh.
She hit him. She goes, don't talk to your mother like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, how old are you? You have grandchildren?
I'm 64.
Mm-hmm. You have grandchildren?
Yes, seven.
What?
Yeah.
No way, because this is your son. Let's talk about the children. Let's talk about the kids. And then I go, oh, did you have kids? And he goes, can you believe she's a grandmother? Can you? I go, no, I can't.
Yes. Seven.
Wow. Did you just go to a baseball game or like a lacrosse game or something?
The last game I went to was my grandson's lacrosse game.
Validating that your son's soul was with you at that exact moment.
Wow. Okay.
Now, did he have children?
Yes, one son.
Okay. And you spend time with him?
Yes.
Because he makes me feel like that you raise him. Did you just say the other day on how big he got?
Yes.
Because he goes, look at how big he got. Oh, Maron, how did he get this big?
Yes, we're always saying that.
Now, did your son leave the physical world quickly?
No.
Well, he says to me, when spirit snaps their fingers at me, that's my symbol for that we were not expecting them to pass at the time of their departure. Even if somebody is ill, okay, yes, for some time, yes, we weren't expecting them to pass at that moment. Or maybe we thought, oh, they're doing better, or yes, it's not yes going to be today. It's, you mm-hmm know, maybe we have a couple yes of days, correct?
Yes, I did have that, correct.
So mm-hmm know that this is his way. When he snaps his fingers, I'm sorry that I left so quickly.
Okay.
He says, but mom, I wanted to leave you with the gift of knowing that we did everything that we could. He goes, I didn't know how to say goodbye to you. I didn't know how to let go with you there. He says, and more importantly, without seeing me of how I was going to be on the other side, I wanted you to know that it was time for me to go. But he says, I couldn't let go with you there seeing me, I'll use the term, lifeless. He says, I wouldn't want you to remember me in that way. Did you actually say he had a good day today?
We thought he was just getting moved to hospice. He wasn't doing great, but he was just getting moved, but he was aware and awake, yes.
Better than he was.
He was spoken to my sons, and then all of a sudden, we got a call that he was done. And when we got there, he was already on morphine and unconscious.
So know that he says, I wanted to leave you all with the gift of communication. I am sorry, but I couldn't watch you all watch me be sick anymore.
Okay, I get that.
He says, and I want you to know that I know how you sat with me and how you held me and you had to make certain decisions. Yes. And when you asked me if we were making the right decisions, I tried to let you know that it was okay and that you were, because he, this is my symbol for that. He shows me you holding his hand, you speaking to him, and you felt something.
Yes.
Whether it be a squeeze or you felt something, know that that was his soul letting you know that it was okay. And him saying goodbye.
Okay.
He's showing me, and I can feel you rubbing his face. Is that correct?
Yes, all the time. Yes.
So know that even though your son might not have been able to communicate, know that he felt you. He heard you.
Okay.
So did you have other, children?
Yes, I have two older sons. Uh-huh.
Did they say to you or make reference like, I can't believe he's gone? I feel like he's still here. It's like, it's a dream like that. He's gone.
I keep saying that. That's been on all week. I've been having a hard time with that, very bad, because that's what my mind keeps repeating. I can't believe he's gone. I feel numb. I feel like I'm in a bad dream and I can't wake up. And that's what I keep hearing. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's myself more, okay, but my older sons, I know they're suffering as well right now. So he's my brother.
So know that when you're thinking that, when you're feeling that, know that his soul is with you at that exact moment. Also, that he wants me to tell you that it's okay. It's okay if you, because it's almost like then you might like kind of imagine him like doing something else or like being healthy or like that he is here and that he's yeah fine.
Yeah.
Listen, if that's going to get you through that hour, if that's going to get you through the day, then that's what you do. Okay. There is no right or wrong way to grieve the loss of your son.
Yeah.
I always say to people, as long as you're not self-medicating yourself or harming yourself or others, then you grieve the way that you feel that you need to at this exact moment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to learn that now. Mm-hmm.
Your son says that he plays with your phone. So does your cell phone go off for no reason, or like your yes cell phone make a noise, or like his picture pops up?
Yes, yes, yes.
Know that it's not a coincidence. There's nothing wrong with the phone. Know that that is your son's soul and his energy that is getting the phone to do that.
Okay.
Did you just have a thing where a bird like flew into your window, or like something happened with a bird?
I just saw a cardinal in the yard the other day. That okay. I always look for them. We both used to look for them all the time, say it was my mom, but now I say it's him.
So know that that is true. Did your son say that he would see your mom?
No, he never talked about, talked about dying. He never talked about it as if he wasn't going to die.
So know that her soul came for him because you wanted to know that if he saw her.
Yeah, I asked her to come to him to help him pass over.
So know that her soul did come for his soul. Good. I'm going to say this. I don't know how newly your son is departed, but I feel like he just died yesterday. If not, that's exactly how you feel because he's making me feel like I am just in this big fog. Yeah. I don't know what to feel. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, he just passed February 5th. Just now. Yeah, he just passed. Struggled with cancer for 3 years at 38 years old.
Oh my God.
And he's my youngest son. He left a 5-year-old son behind.
Did you see me hold up the number five? Cause he kept saying, cause you said February 5th. And right when you said that, he said, bring up the number five. And I said, well, I can't bring it up because she just said February 5th. And he went like this. He's like, oh, but I held up my hand. You saw it.
Yes.
Did your grandson say that he or makes reference to his dad as if he's, matter of fact, like he's just sitting right over there.
Yes, all the time. Yes, he says, Daddy's here. Daddy's playing tricks on me. I saw Daddy. I dreamt of Daddy. He's always constantly talking about my son as if he's here. Yeah.
So know that that is true. Your grandson might grow out of it. It might not happen as often. But know that that is him seeing his dad's soul. Okay. And it's also for you because you're so, I'll use the term broken, that it's hard for you sometimes to see the signs and symbols. You see them.
Yeah.
But because your son showed me the symbol where you keep asking him to show the signs. He goes, yeah. I'm showing her signs. He goes, yeah. But then half the time she doesn't even say hi.
Yes. Cause I'm numb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm numb and I'm broken and out of my body.
But what I love about your son right now is what he's saying, Mom, you are seeing some of the signs, but this is why my son talks about me so matter of factly as if I'm right there. So you know that because those moments help you. Yes. That's why it's happening. I just heard Ma. So do you sometimes hear someone call your name or you think you hear his voice?
Yes, I hear his laugh a lot. It makes me cry because I miss him so much, but yes.
Know that that's him. Know that that's not your imagination. Who actually laid in the bed with him after he died?
I laid on him. Okay. On him.
Know that your son's soul knew that to validate that he is not suffering and free of every and any illness.
And my husband and my sons also, they all laid on him.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now
Estra Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estra Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estra Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
I'm going to say this, but also with the fact that I understand that parents are not supposed to bury their children.
Right, exactly.
I get that. But he showed me how hard everyone prayed to please take me instead of my son.
Yes, 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 yes. And he almost, my husband almost died during this time. And we prayed so hard and it almost happened, but he took my son anyway.
Because it wasn't dad's time to leave.
No, that's what
he said. I want dad to remember that I was the dad I was because of him.
Oh, that's good. Well,
he says, and I don't want anyone to feel that God should have taken them instead of me. There's something about your son that is so strong because, like, he does not want me to show, I can't have emotion when I read, but it's almost like he doesn't want me. It's like, I have to be strong. He's like, Teresa, you have to be strong for my mom. That's how I was. I need you. I don't need you getting emotional. I don't want you to feel that from me. And I'm like, that's how I communicate is through feeling. I'm like, you have to let me feel. And he's like, I need you to be strong for my mom. He says, because that's what I did.
He did.
I was strong for my mom.
He was very, yes.
And I'm going to say this. I think this is the thing that I admire about him is that no matter how sick or tough the day was, he put on that brave face and was like, no, I'm okay, mom. It's okay.
Yep. All the time. Yes.
He says, and I want you to know that's because I accepted what God placed in my path. He said, I didn't want to die. I didn't want to be sick. He says, but I refused to believe that. He said, and that is how I lived the last, especially several months and weeks of my life. He says, and I died with dignity.
He did.
He says, and I wouldn't have traded that for anything.
Wow.
He says to me, even though he was ill, I feel like he still had, so he wasn't bedridden for the past 3 years, correct?
No.
It was only in the end, correct? Yeah. Because I kept saying to him, he showed me again how quickly he went. And I said, okay, we validated that, but your mom doesn't really feel that way. And he's like, but you don't understand, Teresa. I had a quality of life from the time of my diagnosis to the end. I had a quality.
Yes,
he said, and I would not have traded that for anything. He's so stern with me. He's like, I need you to be strong. I need you to know that I left the physical world because I needed to be better. I was not getting better. He says, the reason why I died before hospice even began was because I could not bear to watch you watch me be sick. I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. He said, I didn't want to do that. He says, this is why it was important, Teresa, for me to validate on how strong I was throughout the whole.
Yes.
From the moment I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. He was extremely strong. Yes.
He says, and that's how I need you to be.
He used to say that he's a silverback gorilla. That nothing's going to take him down and he's going to fight. That's why we thought he was going to make it, because he really was tough and he never complained. He never wanted to show me, make me worry. He was more concerned about me, exactly.
From the moment this reading started, that is what your son has made me feel and is having me channel. Amazing. To me, that is the greatest gift that your son could give you in this moment, to show you how he was, how strong he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's experience is different, but he's making me feel like this is what you need right now. You need to feel the strength. Yes. You need to. And I want to share with you, every time you smile, he goes, doesn't my mom have a beautiful smile? I love her laugh.
Oh, my God. I used to say that. He used to say that, and his son always says that, he loves the way I laugh. That's amazing.
Whose birthday or anniversary is now? So
my granddaughter's coming up, my granddaughter Angelina, she's birthday. That's his goddaughter.
So know that he wants to take this opportunity to wish her a very happy birthday.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. It'll be good to hear that.
He's like, you ask my mother. Ask her about the dream. Ask her about how she saw me, how perfect I was.
I haven't seen him.
Who had the dream?
My sister, my niece,
okay.
Friends, his ex-girlfriend. A lot of people have told me they've had dreams. They called me to tell me they've dreamt. I haven't. I beg him every night. I want to see him.
Because you're so broken.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we are so numb, so broken, however we want to interpret it, it's hard for us to see all of the signs and symbols because it's so raw. It's so new. And listen, I don't know when that's going to go away for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might and it might not. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But what he wants to know, what he wants you to know is that he is, this is why I think he does already an amazing way of validating his presence, that he is with you. So know that just because you're not dreaming, and he keeps insisting that you thought you saw him. Did you think you see something in the house?
No, I keep seeing his old car around the neighborhood. And I keep thinking that, you know, I chase the car and I pull up next to it. And I keep thinking like, I'm going to see him in this car. And I say, hi, Chris, all the time, okay. Because I feel this is, he's saying hi when I see this
yes.
car.
Yes.
And it's all around that.
And it's not a common car that you would see.
No, it's not a common color and not a common car. Yeah.
This is his way of saying, I am with you. I am coming with you. So let's try maybe going to bed tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to close our eyes and we're going to imagine him standing in front of us perfectly healthy, the way that he was before he got sick. Thank him for all of the signs and symbols that, and what you felt of just knowing that his soul, or maybe just knowing that his soul is around,
yeah.
that he's with you.
Yes.
And let's leave it at that.
Okay.
You can mm-hmm. say, I miss you. I love you. I don't know how I'm going to go on without you, but I'm going to do my very best, whatever it is. And anything negative that you're going over in your mind, you're going to kind of imagine it just being drifted away before you go to sleep. And don't be surprised if you see him.
Okay.
Now, did you think you felt someone standing behind you? I don't care if you were at the kitchen sink or if you were it.
I have felt that, yes, since he's been gone.
That is your son. That was his soul showing himself to you. Because it's a feeling that you know you swore someone was right behind you.
Yeah, and it usually makes me cry because I feel like he was just there. He was just there. Now he's not, but for a moment I would feel him, yeah.
Now, who talked about getting the tattoo? Was someone going to get his handwriting?
Well, me. I got a temporary tattoo in Atlantic City a couple of weeks ago with the heart and his name in it, but it was just temporary, just to have something. And my sons also have talked about it, and his friends, a couple of people.
He goes, right. Teresa, and the temporary tattoo, it's awful. It is terrible. Awful.
It was. It was awful. Yes. You're right.
He's right.
Yes.
Your son is right. He just said to me, he goes, Teresa, he goes, tell my mom that talk to her about when she was just looking at pictures of me when I was a baby and when I was younger.
Yeah.
Were you just doing that?
Yes. Yes, I was.
He keeps showing me the picture of him on a bicycle or a bike.
Okay.
Is that one particular picture that you were staring at or really looking at?
Yes. Actually, he was on a,
like a moped or something, or like a scooter.
Yes. Yes.
He literally just made me take a deep breath. And I imagined a broom, like sweeping out all of those emotions, all of that, and being like, all right, I want to be in this moment. And it's almost like I can see him right in front of me. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is his very unique way of saying, I want you to try to do that. When the feelings and the emotions become so overwhelming, mm-hmm. just to kind of stop, maybe take a couple of deep breaths, imagine a broom sweeping out every thought in there and just visualize, maybe it's him on the bike.
Right.
Right. So he just had me close my eyes and I saw your mom holding him.
Wow. Oh my God. That would be amazing. Wow.
And okay. Your mom, talk about tough. She goes, you tell my daughter, she goes, I don't want her to let the fear take over her faith. She needs to embrace her faith.
I don't have any faith right now. I've lost all that. I have no belief in God or any of that anymore.
I'm sure.
We prayed a lot and long to God, me, my son, everyone. And I can't believe he took my son. So I've lost all my faith. I'm very angry, very hurt. And I can't get over that. And I'm upset that I don't have faith anymore, but I can't help it. That's my child. He took my child. There's nothing else to say. Nobody could make it better. And
nope.
He didn't want to go and we didn't want him to go. And he took him anyway. And I can't let go of that. If there is, I don't even believe anymore there is anything. And I'm sad for that. I'm sad for that. It's terrible to live like that.
You have every right to feel the way that you feel. And when I closed my eyes and I saw your mom holding your son, embracing him, I saw this beautiful waterfall with white and golden light. That is my symbol for God. Oh. It is not up to me what spirit has me say, doesn't have me say. My job is to tell you what they show me, more importantly, what they make me feel. And I am going to let you know that I felt God's presence and that it's okay that you are angry. It is okay that you have lost your faith. The fact that your mom is the one pushing me to say this validates that she had a very strong faith.
Yes, yes. And I did. She taught me as well. And I taught my son and he had a very strong faith. Together we did.
And that is how he got through the end of his days with dignity.
Yes, I believe that.
So.
But I'm disappointed in the outcome, of course. That's the thing.
Of course.
Disappointed. Praying and praying and praying and begging and pleading and... just so disappointing to think God is supposed to love us all and just ask and you shall receive. And, you know, and we've tried everything and it didn't work. He's still passed. He's still gone.
Can I ask you this? Was there something that happened to your son earlier in life where he should have been injured or seriously hurt?
When 3 years ago, he fell on a construction site.
Okay.
And he fell through a ceiling. Yes.
And he shouldn't have survived.
Yeah, exactly. He should have. Yeah, he could have fallen down 7 stories and he rolled out of it. Yes. And that's when they found the cancer in his knee.
Okay.
After that.
And?
He survived that. And then the surgery started. He tore his shoulder, his two hips, and his knee. And that's when they found the cancer in his knee. And it was a clear cell sarcoma, which is an extremely rare cancer that the survival rate is only about 5 years, and about 2% of people survive. And they found this tumor in his knee, behind his knee, and they removed it and gave him a knee replacement at 35, 36. And then the cancer started to eat away the knee and the bone. And last October, he had to get amputated from above the knee down. And they said that once he did that, removed the whole knee and the rest of his leg, that he would survive. It would take away 70% of the cancer. And
but it was already two
months later. Yeah,
the cancer was rampant.
Yes, it was rampant. Okay. He died 4 months after the amputation.
I can see your son standing there, surrounded in God's protection. And I was told that his life was spared at one time. And even though it was hard, those 3 years, God gave me 3 more years.
Okay.
He says, so if this is how we have to look at it, from what Spirit has told me, our destiny in life is set. The soul knows. And this is why sometimes people, when we have tragedies, and sometimes people die, and sometimes people survive, they might then live their life in a wheelchair, in a vegetative state, if they place themselves in a situation that they should not have been in, that could alter their life.
Right.
Their life doesn't end, but their quality of life is changed.
Yes. Yes.
And I remember your son telling us this earlier, that I would not have traded my quality for quantity for anything.
Wow.
He says, so Mom, I want you to know that when you feel this way, A, it's okay to feel this way. You can be as angry as you want with God. You can have let faith fall into the side for some bit, but I would not be able to channel and to reassure you that my soul is safe and at peace if I wasn't with God.
Okay,
let's not use God. Let's use if my soul wasn't in heaven. If my soul, we don't want to use heaven. If my soul wasn't in an afterlife.
Yeah, that's what I think, that he's somewhere in an afterlife. I know that he's at peace somewhere.
That's fine.
Okay.
So if we start with that, because that is hope, right?
Yes.
That's hope. Hope then leads to faith. And then the faith continues with love. This is what your session was all about today, was giving you back a little bit of faith.
Yeah. Thank
of
you.
Looking at things a little bit differently. Of looking at things in a way that we couldn't see past the anger,
yeah,
the disappointment, the hurt.
Yeah, the unbearable pain.
Here is your son standing in front of me and saying, but look at the faith. Look at the silver lining. Look at the blessings. Mom, you have said this to me before in my life. Look at the blessings that God has given us.
Yes, I have told this many times. Yes.
So the moment that we are angry, disappointed, it's almost like your son and even God is, and your mom is giving us you permission to feel that. And more importantly, saying it's okay. It's okay. But now we have to look at the other side of the coin. We have to look at it with the silver lining. Okay. And remind ourselves of the silver linings.
Okay.
And knowing, Mom, that I would not have traded those moments for anything.
Yeah.
Do you know someone else that lost a child to a rare form of cancer?
Yeah, my cousin lost her son when he was 13 of a brain tumor.
Because he's bringing him forward.
Oh my God, really?
And he says, know that we're together.
Wow.
and we are with God.
Wow, that's good to know. And she'll be happy to know that. She tells me that all the time, that our kids are together.
This reading right now, your experience, Patrice, is a true gift of healing. This is why I do what I do. For a soul to come forward and to restore someone's faith, in a sense, whatever that may be, or a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
That's what I pray for. That's what I pray for someone. Yes. And your son exceeded any expectation that I ever would have had of him.
That's great.
And I'm going to say this to you. This is the first step for you. Because I said to your son, I said, I find this a little unique. And I said, A, you're not gone that long. And he said, you know, Teresa, he said, because I don't think my mom could have survived one more minute if she didn't have this experience.
Really?
He said, because
it came at a good time. Yeah.
It came at a time where hopefully, now, this is where it comes for us to embrace what has been given us today and to place it in our lives to help us in the healing process. He said, Teresa, my mother never thought in a million years that she ever would get a reading with you.
I never did. I'm still in shock. I feel like this is a dream and it's not real.
Well,
never thought.
Because your son knew what you needed. And I don't know what he did, but he worked. He worked his energy, his soul, made this happen today.
Somehow, because this is unbelievable. Yes, to be speaking to you. And I've been struggling real bad this week. So I do feel this is a sign. And I don't know how he made this happen either, but I appreciate it.
Now, who was the father figure with him as well? Is it a grandfather?
It could be his grandfather or my husband, my brother-in-law is also.
Know that who passed from the brain or something of the head? Aneurysm, brain tumor, they couldn't communicate.
My brother-in-law had an aneurysm, the aorta valve in his heart.
So know that your brother-in-law and the grandfather, they are also present as well.
Okay, good. It's good to know.
Can I also ask you this? Your son just told me that he was the miracle baby.
He was a surprise.
Oh, because I said to him, he said, oh God.
He would say anything.
But he's making me, he's stubborn. Let me tell you, he is not letting this go. And I'm like, he just kept saying to me again, he's like, God gave my mom a gift and that was me.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. He was a surprise, but he was a gift without a doubt. Yes.
He says, I liked how you said it before, Teresa, the miracle baby.
Okay.
So here we are. We have this surprise, this miracle baby, right? Yes. Taken from us too soon, but yet left behind a beautiful, loving, funny grandson.
Yes, very, very.
He goes, I never thought I was going to be a dad, Teresa.
Yes. And he was a great dad, amazing dad.
He says, so look at all the blessings God has bestowed on our family.
Yes.
So maybe these are the things that we replace with the we can be as angry as we want. We're going to replace the anger with maybe these few things that he gave us here today. If this is not a sign, Patrice, I don't know what the heck is. Because he's like, this is going to be the first step in starting to heal. Grieving will be for the rest of our lives here in the physical world. The healing process is something completely different. And let's have faith that the healing will begin today.
Okay.
Your son gave you a beautiful gift of showing you his strength, his personality, knowing that from the moment his soul left the physical body, he left behind every and any disability and or ailment, did not take it with him on the other side. is with your mom and know that her soul came to greet you and brought forward other souls.
Good.
That are at peace.
I'm glad to know that.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to not only share my gift with you, but for trusting me with the soul of your son.
Thank you.
And I'm going to say this, you have to have a little bit of faith, because if you know who I am, you yes. know that I feel that my gift is guided by God.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So don't say you have a little bit of faith, and I'll take that mustard seed of faith. I'll take it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that's all we need is a little mustard seed.
Yes, yes. I believe that. Thank you so much.
So, and Patrice, I will see you next year, and that's a promise.
You got it.
We will have you back on Hey Spirit next year, and I'm very interested to see how this session has changed and shaped your life.
I am too. I thank you again so much. I appreciate you, and God bless you for whatever. See, it's still in me for everything you do for everyone.
That mustard seed.
Yeah, there's still a little something there.
Your son's soul is beaming of pride and joy.
Mm, thank you.
I wish you all the best. Good luck to you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Patrice Polanco. I'm from Oceanside, Long Island. Very emotional. I felt happy, very pleased. I felt more at peace after speaking with her. It has me very aware of signs that my son is definitely sending, and more than ever now, I'm recognizing the signs that he is definitely sending, signs that I have not been paying attention to, but I'm definitely more aware of them now. So many things have happened just in the short time that I've been aware of. Teresa said to me that my son very much wants me to have more faith. So I walked into my bedroom the other day, and there was a book called Jesus Calling that he had given to me. And it just happened to be next to my night table, but on the floor. And I thought I had put it away, and it was like almost under my bed. So that's one thing. Him and my mom said they wanted me to have more faith, because I pretty much have lost faith since he's passing. And also all the little signs that she said. We were at an arcade, and my husband and I were sitting at this machine just to take a break, and all of a sudden I leaned and the machine started playing the Candyman song. And that was one of my son's favorite things, candy. And that song, he played it for his son all the time, because it was one of the songs from the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which was all three of my son's favorite movie. So that gave me chills, and I started to cry, because that's a sign that I could not ignore. I felt was totally my son saying hi. And we had his son there with us. We brought his younger son, Chris, with us. He had just stepped away with my husband, and this happened. So that was something. And she kept strongly saying to me, Teresa, he wants you to look for the signs. He's saying, Ma, I'm sending you all these signs and you're not paying attention. Please look for them. You know, come on, Ma. And now I am so aware And there's so many things that he's sending, so many things that have been happening. So it brings me joy, but it makes me cry because I'm feeling him so much in all these little ways, even though I want to see him, you know, in not just in spirit, knowing he's there, but I want to feel him in person, you know, I can't. So this is the next best thing. And that has come true, exactly what Teresa said. He wants you to look for the signs, which I did. One thing that I noticed, she kept saying, your son is telling me, Teresa, I know you're emotional, but you can't cry. You can't be that way. You have to be strong for my mom because I want my mom to be strong like I was. And I literally was watching her body language. She was standing up in the chair, basically. It looked as if my son was coming through her to show me to be strong. And I felt his strength coming through her because she was literally projecting that as if he was coming through her to tell me, Mom, please be strong because I'm not. And I, as hard as it was for her to tell me that, she wanted me to know that he wants me to be strong. And he was so strong through his 3-year cancer struggle. That was particularly something that has stood out for me, the way she projected that to me and translated to me the bird. I had not seen a bird at my window. My daughter-in-law said, and my son said, they saw a bird that came to their window, but not to mine. So that didn't resonate at first. my name, she had called me Jessica or Jennifer. And then I said, no. No, and then I waited and she said, Patricia, Patrice, and that was something else that she didn't have my right name. And she said, you know, your son's playing around with me and that would be my son. My son would give her the wrong name just to mess with her he was a jokester. So that's another thing that at first didn't resonate. The biggest takeaway is that I need to become more spiritual again and have faith that there is another place besides here, whether it's heaven or wherever these spirits are, that I truly believe that my son is somewhere waiting for all of us. We'll all be together again. And that's the biggest takeaway, that while I'm here, I have to have faith. I must find a way to get my faith back and to believe that I will see him again. There's no harm in believing and trusting. I believe that she has a gift, that there are certain things that she has said to me that you can't make up. She would not know. She did not know my son and the person he was. And she didn't know that how much of a fighter he was. She would not know that. There would be no way. She could have thought he was the type of guy that would be crying and more timid. But she literally felt his strength. And I felt that there's only one way that she could know that, and that would be connecting with him at that moment. He had to be coming through her somehow. If there's someone that doubts this, you have to listen to her and really look at her and feel her to see that what she's saying, it has to be coming from somewhere else. There had to be my son coming through her. There's no doubt.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.